Welcome to Troll Plus Talk. This is Anthony and Kate. Today, we're diving deep into the clash of the AI titans, Elon Musk versus Sam Altman, with the future of OpenAI kind of hanging in the balance. We've got articles from Forbes Brazil and the Associated Press, both from February 10th, 2025. And things are getting a little spicy.
Yeah, it's more than just a tech rivalry at this point. It's a battle of personalities and billions of dollars, really a battle for control over some potentially world-changing technology. I think what's fascinating right now is the sheer size of Musk's recent power move, a $97.4 billion offer to just buy OpenAI's nonprofit arm.
Well, that's not exactly pocket change. He's leading a consortium of investors. And if this goes through, OpenAI could merge with his own AI company, xAI. He says that he wants to make OpenAI a force for good again, focused on safety and open source code. But given their history, it's hard to know what to believe.
Yeah, especially considering Altman's response. He took to X, formerly Twitter, of course, to sarcastically offer to buy Twitter back from Musk for a mere $9.74 billion. It's just a very public jab that highlights the personal animosity in all of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like they're using social media as their own personal boxing ring. So to really understand this rivalry, I think we need to go back to the beginning. They co-founded OpenAI in 2015 as a nonprofit with this shared vision of AI benefiting humanity. What happened?
Well, in 2018, Musk resigned from the board. OpenAI initially cited potential conflicts with Tesla's AI development, but later revealed that Musk had actually attempted to gain majority control and install himself as CEO. That obviously did not fly with the rest of the board.
So there was already some bad blood brewing back then. And then things escalated in 2023 when Musk launched xAI and his anti-woke chatbot Grok, a direct competitor to OpenAI's ChatGPT.
Exactly. And by anti-woke, we're talking about a chatbot designed to push back against what Musk sees as excessive political correctness and censorship in mainstream AI. It's a very deliberate provocation aimed at OpenAI's more neutral stance. And then we have the Stargate project entering the fray, adding fuel to the fire.
All right, let's talk about Stargate. This is a proposed $500 billion project spearheaded by OpenAI, with Oracle and other investors on board. The goal is to build these massive AI data centers across the U.S. And get this, the announcement in January 2025 had none other than Donald Trump standing beside them.
Bringing Trump into the picture is a fascinating development. It injects a political dimension into this rivalry, kind of blurring the lines between tech and ideology. And of course, Musk has publicly questioned the feasibility of Stargate, particularly its funding and whether it's truly achievable.
This whole January has been a whirlwind of back and forth between them. Musk filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, publicly called Altman a liar and someone you can't trust. And Altman fired back saying that Musk isn't a good person. It's just a very public and very messy fight.
Yeah, it's a classic clash of personalities. Musk is known for being outspoken and impulsive. While Altman tends to be more reserved and strategic, their approaches to AI development seem to mirror these differences. This isn't just about who gets to build the best chatbot. It's about fundamentally different visions for the future of AI.
And that brings us back to the $97.4 billion question. What happens next? If Musk's bid succeeds, will it shift the entire landscape of AI development?
It's really hard to say. But this isn't just a two-man show. You've got other heavy hitters in the game: Microsoft, Google, Meta, and Anthropic. But OpenAI is arguably leading the pack right now, especially with Microsoft's $14 billion investment. They're valued at $157 billion, dwarfing Anthropic's $60 billion and xAI's $50 billion. The stakes are incredibly high.
So it's not just about Musk and Altman. It's about who controls the future of AI. That's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. This technology has the potential to reshape our world in profound ways. For better or worse, the decisions being made now will have far-reaching consequences. And when we talk about these different visions for the future of AI, it's important to remember that a lot of this comes down to approaches to AI safety.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Musk has been super vocal about his fear of AI becoming too powerful, like a potential existential threat to humanity.
Right, he's called for regulations, even a pause on AI development, arguing that we need to proceed with extreme caution to ensure, you know, that we're not creating something we can't control.
Yeah. On the other hand, Altman seems much more optimistic about AI's potential, emphasizing its ability to solve problems and improve our lives.
Yeah, he believes in rapid progress and continuous iteration, arguing that the potential benefits outweigh the risks. It's a classic clash between, you know, like a cautious approach and a more ambitious, perhaps even reckless one.
Yeah, and this difference in philosophy, it's reflected in the companies they built, right?
Absolutely. Musk's xAI, with its anti-woke chatbot Grok, seems focused on developing AI that aligns with his personal values. which some might say are not exactly mainstream. For example, Braca's program to be irreverent, even challenge conventional wisdom, something that could be seen as either refreshing or dangerous, depending on your perspective.
Right, whereas OpenAI, despite its shift towards a for-profit model, still claims to be committed to developing AI that benefits humanity as a whole.
Of course. Whether they can truly uphold that mission while also pursuing profits is a question many are asking. It's a tricky balancing act, and one that will be closely scrutinized.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like we're witnessing two different visions of the future colliding.
That's a great way to put it. It's not just about technical advancements, but the values and principles guiding those advancements. These are fundamental questions that we as a society need to grapple with.
Yeah, because ultimately, it's not just about who wins this corporate battle between Musk and Altman, is it? It's about the kind of world we're creating with this incredibly powerful technology.
Exactly. AI has the potential to revolutionize everything. From healthcare and education to transportation and entertainment, it could help us solve some of our biggest challenges or exacerbate existing inequalities. The choices we make today will have a ripple effect for generations to come.
So what can we do as individuals? I mean, this feels like a game played at the billionaire level. How do we even begin to influence something this big?
It can feel overwhelming, that's for sure. But for starters, staying informed and participating in these conversations is crucial. The more we understand about AI, its potential and its risks, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions and hold those in power accountable.
So knowledge is power. Even in the age of AI, we can't just passively accept whatever these tech giants decide is best for us.
Right. We need to make sure that the development of AI is guided by ethical considerations and a genuine concern for human well-being, not just profit motives.
And are there any organizations or initiatives that we can support to promote responsible AI development?
Absolutely. There are numerous organizations working to do just that, addressing the potential societal impacts of AI, and advocating for ethical guidelines, supporting their work, even in small ways, can make a difference.
That's a good point. We need to be proactive and ensure that AI is used for good.
Yeah.
It can't just be about making the most money or having the most powerful technology.
And remember, AI is ultimately a tool. It's up to us to decide how we want to use it. We have the power to shape the future of AI, even if we don't have billions of dollars.
That's empowering to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It means we all have a role to play in making sure AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
Absolutely. And the more we understand about the people and the forces driving this technology, the better prepared we'll be to make those choices.
Speaking of the people involved, let's rewind a bit and talk more about Musk and Altman's personalities. They're both brilliant and ambitious, but their styles are so different.
Yeah, their personalities are a big part of this story. Musk is the ultimate showman, the bold innovator who loves to push boundaries and challenge the status quo. He's not afraid to take risks, even if it means making enemies along the way.
Right. He's the guy who sends cars into space and tweets about colonizing Mars.
Mm.
He definitely doesn't shy away from the spotlight.
And Altman, while also a visionary, seems to be more measured and diplomatic. He's a skilled negotiator and networker, building relationships with key players in the tech and political worlds.
He seems more comfortable working behind the scenes, strategically navigating complex situations. It's interesting to see how these different approaches play out in this whole OpenAI saga.
For example, Musk, with his lawsuit and very public criticism, has taken a very confrontational approach.
Right. He's trying to force OpenAI to change course, appealing to their original mission. And accusing them of straying from their principles.
While Altman has remained relatively calm and collected, even in the face of personal attacks,
he's defended OpenAI's decisions, arguing that they're still committed to their goals and that their for-profit structure actually allows them to operate more effectively.
It's almost like watching a chess match, with each player making calculated moves, trying to outmaneuver the other.
And the outcome of this match will have significant implications for the future of AI. It's wild to think that the personalities of these two individuals could have such a profound impact on the direction of this transformative technology.
That's the thing about technology. It's not just about code and algorithms. It's about the people who create it, their motivations and their visions for the future.
And in this case, those visions seem to be diverging. Musk wants AI to be a force for good, carefully controlled to prevent potential harm.
While Altman seems more focused on unlocking AI's full potential, even if it means embracing a certain level of risk.
And this tension between caution and ambition is really at the heart of the current debate about AI. It's a debate that all of us need to be a part of.
Because the decisions we make about AI today will shape the world we live in tomorrow. It's not something we can afford to ignore.
You know, one thing that's really struck me throughout this whole Musk-Altman saga is the sheer amount of money involved in AI development. We're talking billions and billions of dollars.
It's staggering. AI research requires massive resources, from computing power and data storage to attracting top talent. It's a very expensive field.
And that creates a situation where a handful of wealthy individuals and corporations have an outsized influence on the direction of the technology.
It's a valid concern. If only a few entities control the development of AI, it could lead to a concentration of power and a narrowing of perspectives. We could end up with AI that only serves the interests of a select few.
Yeah, it's almost like we're back in the Gilded Age. But instead of oil barons, we have AI tycoons.
That's an interesting analogy. And it raises questions about the role of government regulation and public funding in AI research. Should there be limits on how much money private companies can invest in AI? Should governments step in with more funding to ensure that AI research benefits the public good, not just corporate interests?
Those are some really important questions. We can't just let the market dictate the future of AI. It's too important to be left solely in the hands of those who can afford to play the game.
Right. We need to find ways to democratize access to AI resources and ensure that its development is guided by ethical principles and a commitment to social good. It's about striking a balance between innovation and responsibility.
This whole situation with Musk and Altman has really highlighted the importance of open source AI development.
I completely agree. Open source models allow for greater transparency and collaboration, which can help mitigate the risk of any one entity having too much control. It also fosters a more diverse and inclusive AI ecosystem.
Yeah, it's like the difference between a walled garden and a public park.
Yeah.
Open source allows anyone to contribute and benefit, not just those with the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. And there's a growing movement within the AI community to promote open source development as a way to ensure that AI remains a force for good. It's about creating a future where AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
And that brings us to the crux of it all. This whole Musk-Altman rivalry has been a roller coaster, but it's definitely given us a lot to think about. What stands out to you as the most important takeaway?
I think the key takeaway is that the future of AI is not predetermined. It's something that we as a society have the power to shape.
We can't just sit back and watch. As a few powerful players make decisions that could affect us all, we need to be engaged, informed, and actively involved in shaping the future of AI.
And we need to remember that AI is a tool. It's up to us to decide how we want to use it and what kind of world we want to create with it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Musk-Altman AI battle, here's a final thought for you, our listener.
What role do you want to play in shaping the future of AI? What are your hopes and fears for this technology? And what steps can you take, even small ones, to ensure that AI is used for good? These are questions worth pondering because the future is being written right now, and we all have a part in that story.
It really feels like we're at a pivotal moment in history. AI is advancing so rapidly, and the decisions we make now will have ripple effects for generations to come.
I agree. And the Musk-Altman rivalry, while captivating in its own right, is really just a microcosm of the larger forces at play. We're seeing a convergence of technology, wealth, and ideology, and it's creating a complex and often unpredictable landscape.
Yeah, it's almost like we're watching a sci-fi movie unfold in real time.
Yeah.
Except we don't know what the ending is going to be.
That's a great analogy, and it highlights the importance of engaging in these conversations and demanding more transparency and accountability from those developing AI. We can't just be passive observers. We need to be active participants in shaping this future.
I think you've given us a lot to think about today. Any final thoughts for our listeners as we wrap up this deep dive into the battle for the future of AI?
Yeah, I think the key takeaway here is that the future of AI is not set in stone. It's a future that we are all collectively writing. And the decisions we make, the conversations we have, and the actions we take will determine the direction AI takes and its impact on our world. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. The future of AI is in our hands.
Thanks for joining us on Critchell Plus Talk. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.